Welcome back to another Take the Lead episode. It is your girl, Tara Chantel. Happy holidays. Let's not take none of these moments for granted with our loved ones because tomorrow is just not promised. Before we get started, I have a question for you. Are you ready to lead by example? Be the example? The example begins with you. Episode number 32, Lessons versus Losses. Sometimes we think we take in L's in a situation. In reality, it is just a lesson God intended for us to learn. That begins with training our mind to see the lesson out of a terrible, unfortunate circumstances. Be kind to yourself. Remember, we are human. We feel everything, but sometimes we can be so tough on ourselves, and we gotta live with us. We can think we are a loser because we made a careless mistake. Stop being mean, especially to yourself. Things happen. It is what it is, but it's not fair to beat yourself up about this ill when it's in a reality, it is a lesson. So I came here today on Take the Lead podcast to share how to turn your loss into a valuable lesson. Let's get right into it. Number one, acknowledge the loss. Take responsibility for your actions instead of blaming others, instead of pointing the finger. You did that, you said that. Step away and look at a different perspective on things. Not just yours. Override and overview the whole circumstance. You can't be one-sided. You can't block other people's opinions or how other people feel when you said a certain thing or how you made someone feel. You cannot act like that just didn't happen, because you have to take that into consideration when you made someone feel less than themselves. Before you can learn from your loss, you have to accept responsibility to the role you play in this situation. And that can be real uncomfortable, but it's simple. When you just admit your faults, admit your failures, admit your mistakes, admit your L's. Yes, I messed up. That's just taking responsibility, and that's being a grown-up, okay? That is being an adult. You take an outlook on the situation for others, and now you are developing better relationships because you are taking part and taking responsibility for the actions and how you made someone else feel. Number two, ask yourself tough questions. To turn your loss into a valuable lesson, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to get real, real with yourself. Don't spend time on your L's being sad, but to reflect so you can grow. Reflect. Take it in. Take a moment to breathe and meditate on it. A question that you can ask yourself, what went wrong? What can I do better next time? What can I learn from this? Those are powerful, intentional questions that you're asking the universe. So the universe is going to respond. You have to begin to ask better questions to the universe. Don't ask questions that are honestly that, why me? Why does this always happen to me? Those are not powerful and tough questions for the universe. You're going to just see the pattern. You have to break a pattern. Something has to give. Something got to shake. Once you get real with yourself, once you write it down, see your answers on paper. And that can help more and get more logical about the experience. But you have to be aware and you have to be intentional and conscious about the moves that you are making so they won't happen again. Number three, make it harder to not take L's. Increase your chances of success by making it harder not to mess up again. By developing discipline and willpower to outsmart any situation that is not best for you. If you know it is trouble, don't put yourself in the environment. You know right from wrong. You know what you should and shouldn't be doing. You know what it is to be disrespectful, what it is to be rude. Follow that. Follow your intuition, because that is God trying to warn you. You shouldn't be here. You should not be somewhere that is going to put you at harm. And God is trying to protect you for not going somewhere that will cause you to fail, that will cause you to take these L's. God is trying to prevent all of this, but sometimes we are so stubborn. Sometimes we don't want to listen. We want to be hard-headed and get knocked up in the head. But if you develop a strong sense of intuition, you will not find yourself catching these L's. You're going to be dodging them left and right, right to left, just dodging them. But you have to begin to get still, get silent, get meditated on God's word and God's purpose for your life, because you're going to start losing a lot of taste in things when they have nothing to do with your purpose. You're not going to have a lot of mental stamina, a lot of energy to do things that doesn't relate to where you're going in life. So once you are so dedicated to bettering yourself, to learning, to elevating, that is the direction you're going to go in. You are not going to have situations happen to you that are unfortunate. You are going to continue to be on the right path. Of course, things will happen and obstacles will get in your way, but you're going to know how to dodge it and be more equipped. Number four, move forward with newfound wisdom. Wisdom is the best reward out of it all. Once you have wisdom, you are not going to make the same mistake. You are not going to take the same L twice. Pay attention to your L, whether it's big or small, and take it into consideration. Recognize that it is a L and it is an opportunity to build mental muscle and to become a better you, a better version of yourself. Once you have this wisdom, game over. It's better than money when you have wisdom. And that is the true, one of the true success in this journey, is to gain more wisdom. Talk to and have mentors so they can school you, so they can drop knowledge and drop these gems, so you don't have to make these L's that they took. They're trying to prevent you from taking failures, from taking these L's, so you don't have to deal with this and you don't have to go through these situations. But first, you have to listen. Once you begin to listen and stop talking so much, we have two ears for a reason and one mouth. Listen more. Speak less. People will reveal themselves once you listen. You are going to learn from your failures quicker once you listen to the universe, once you listen to these L's that you took. You are not going to take the same mistakes again. And how you turn your lessons into valuable lessons. Let's just go over those four key components. Number one, acknowledge your loss. Acknowledge your L. Number two, ask yourself these tough questions. Number three, make it harder not to take an L no more. And number four, move forward with newfound wisdom. Remember, self-discipline is like a muscle. Each time you delay gratification, you delay that flesh, you make a healthier choice. You grow mentally stronger. It's no L's in this life, only lessons learned. Take this wisdom and become better. Happy holidays. I love you. And I'ma see you at the top, baby.